ॐ निधये सर्वविद्यानां भिषजे भवरोगिणां गुरवे सर्वलोकानां दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुधाब्धि भुवि रामकृष्णः। जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयादितरतश्चाद्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः। तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि। यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमतितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुम् उपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां। व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः। सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना। भगवान् कृष्ण gave up his physical body after finishing all his leelas at Prabhasa Kshetra. He gave up his physical body. The moment Krishna's physical body was given up, scripture says Kali Yuga started. That is the moment of beginning of the Kali Yuga. After some years, Narada Muni wanted to know the moral and spiritual condition of the Vedic society after some years of Krishna's departure. So he visited many places. Narada Muni is a blessing to the humanity. So he cannot keep quiet. His roaming will be blessing to the humanity. So he thought, already bored with roaming here and there, heaven, this loka, that loka, let me go to Bhuloka and see how people live. Because Bhagavan did lot of leelas and gave Bhagavad Gita Shastram also, and through Arjuna it was spread. Like that he wanted to know the condition of the society. When he went everywhere, Tirtha Kshetras, Kashi, Gaya, Rameshwara, Kedarnath, Badrinath, of course pujas were going on, people were very much interested in attending the puja, but that puja is not for spiritual welfare, but for artha and kama, for the materialistic prosperity and pleasures, sense pleasures. Nobody's mind was inclined towards the dharma, following the values. So our Narada Muni wondered, within this short time, people's mind became corrupt. Certainly it is not their mistake. It must be the due to Kali Yuga. Time has its own power towards the society. So he thought, let me go to Vrindavana Kshetra, wherein Bhagavan practically did all the leelas. When he went there, lot of people were engaged in bhajans, Krishna Leela, Nama Sankirtana, like that it was going on. So he was very happy. There, just he was walking on the bank of the Yamuna. One young mother sitting along with two old men, she was calling Narada Bhagavan, Naraji, Naraji, aye, aye. And she was crying also. So Narada Muni wondered, who is she? She is calling by name. So he went near, then he asked, who are you, mother? She told, I am Bhakti Devi. I am the Devata of Bhakti. And these two who are lying down, old people, they are my children. One name is Jnanam. Jnanam means knowledge. Another one is Vairagya. So Naraji wondered, you are appearing very young and they are old. This also is possible. Mother is young and children are old. Is it possible? Maybe possible in Kali Yuga. So he asked, what happened? How you are young and they are old? Generally children will be young only. Then she told, no. As even Bhagavan left the Dhuloka, this Anachara, Durachara started. Kali started its own effect on the society's mind. So nobody bothered about me. Nobody was really interested in the devotional practices, spiritual practices. Therefore, all of us, once devotion goes away, means thinking power goes, knowledge goes, discrimination goes, and renunciation also goes away. Devotion to the Lord keeps our life a sane one. Once you lose sight of the goal, then where you are roaming, like a auto wala. Autobiography of an auto wala is what? Without any destination, he will be go on roaming. He will go one place to another place, then from there another one will pick up, then from there another will pick up. Like that, all the time without any clear-cut direction or destination, life will be like that. So, modern society also, you just imagine, 30 age onwards, somebody picked up you and put it into the LKG, kindergarten, school. From there, another school wala. From there, college wala. From there, campus selection wala. Correct? They are picking up you. You are not able to decide the things, I will do this only, and you don't have the capacity or power to say no. When lucrative income comes, when you are selected for a company in the campus selection itself, what do you say? You get tempted. 50,000 salary, will I get the desired end or not? At least this has come, let me accept. So what does it mean? You don't have capacity to have a destination, you don't have the clear-cut direction for life, so you are picked up. From the campus to employment place. From employment place, one girlfriend or boyfriend picks up you. You are not selecting. So the atmosphere, one atmosphere takes you to another atmosphere. There is no direction. So when after 40 or 50, you get tired. Then only you think over, Hare, third year I started my running. Still for Bhagavatam class also I have to run, 5 minutes late. So I don't have capacity over the handling the things of my life. Why? Direction is missing. The direction, if direction is that, this is the thing I have to do, this is the way I will do. So clarity of thinking becomes standard. It is always with us. And I am alert what I am going to do, why I am doing this, what is the benefit I am going to get by doing this. I will not be tempted by the situation. I will not be hooked by the situation. So here Bhakti Devi says, because they have neglected me, all of us means who? Bhakti, Jnanam. Jnanam means discrimination and Vairagyam, renunciation. You have to give up something if you want to gain higher things. You have to give up your balloon. Then only you will be given books. To get books, you have to give up your balloon. You have to give up your thumb sucking. You cannot thumb sucking in your college days. Understand? Similarly, age by age, the society or the life itself makes us to give up certain things after making us to understand that these are all small things. I have something higher. Correct? So, bhakti along with the discrimination and renunciation were rejected. So, aham bhakti riti khyata, she told, so we were all Jaravastha. So somehow we managed to reach Vrindavan because of the glory of the Nama Sankirtanam of the Lord. In Vrindavan, Nama Sankirtanam still goes on. Akanda Nama Sankirtanam. Anywhere you see, there will be Nama Sankirtanam. Bhagavan's glory will be sung. So having reached Vrindavan, fortunately, I regained my strength and youth. So when everybody sings the glory of the Lord, naturally Bhakti Devi got vigor and strength. But these children, my children, discrimination and renunciation, Jnana Vairagya, they are not able to regain their strength. is very difficult. Thinking is very, very difficult. So he requested Naradaji, please help me by regenerating my children. Oh Naradaji, you are Manasaputra of Brahma himself. So because of you, millions of people got blessings. Cheti jagati maya yasya kaya dhavaste vachana rachanamekam kevalam chakalaiya dhruva padamapi yato yatkrupato dhruvoyam sakala kushala patram brahmaputram natosmi. This is a in praise of Narada Muni. She says, you are a research oriented man. Naraji is the head of the department of science called Bhakti. In his name, there is Bhakti Sutras, Naradiya Bhakti Sutras. So he will try with various type of species how Bhakti works. Not only with human species. He tried with the Rakshasa species, Prahlada. It worked, wonderfully it worked. And Asuras also he tried, and human beings also he tried, old people he tried, small children he tried, Dhruva. Like that, because of you, Naradji, millions of people got blessings of the Lord and they got a bhakti in their heart. Please help me. Then Narada Muni told, Mother, Bhakti Devi, you don't know your glory. That is why you are asking help from me. Because of your glory only I became Narada. He is going to tell afterwards his own story afterwards. How devotion has converted him from an ordinary human being to Deva Rishi. Narada Rishi is called Deva Rishi. So he says, Tvam tu bhakti priya tasya satatam pranato dhika tvaya ahutastu bhagavan yatini cha grikeshvapi. Bhakti Devi, you are very, very dear to the Lord. When you call, Bhagavan will come, even if that person is an underprivileged one. Nicheshu grikeshvapi. Due to devotion, Bhagavan went to Guha's house. In Ramayana, Bhagavan went to Guha's house. And Bhagavan went to Dhruva's house. A small child, will any king will come to a child's request? So he came. And when an elephant called, Gajendra called, Bhagavan went there. Vidura called, Bhagavan went there. Dhritarashtra says, you please take for food here. Bhagavan Krishna went to Vidura's house. And Ugrasya Kim Paurusham. There was a Ugrasena, Kamsa's father. So Bhagavan went to his house. Because of devotion, Bhagavan goes to everybody's house. Such a powerful entity you are. And it is not possible everyone to love the Lord. Everyone don't get devotion. Everyone gets the application devotion. That is business devotion. That also not everyone getting. Majority of humanity doesn't bother about existence of an entity called God. Even if they are bothered about, they are bothered about for what? For artha and kama, complaining or application giving devotion. Many go to temple, you see, the priest will ask, what is the gotra, what is the name, something he will ask. After asking, what he will tell? He will tell big list. Your name, your gotra, your husband name, your husband's gotra, family people name, 20 names will be there. Then after that, what you will ask? Dhanam, dhanyam, pashum, bahuputra labham. Like that, go on adding. Not a single word for bhakti artham, for ishvara priti artham, for the sake of the Lord I am doing, for the sake of devotional practices I am doing. No word comes. That priest who is accustomed to tell like this, even when sannyasins we go also, same thing he says. Dhanam danyam pashum bahuputra lab. Hey, sannyasi is not at all married. That fellow says, Bahuputra labha means what? Many children this so-and-so Swami should get. Why? Mechanical. Either it is mechanical devotion or it is application devotion or appeal giving devotion. Application means, you say, oh Lord, protect me from this suffering. Appeal means what? Oh Lord, I am going to start new venture. So please help me 5% or 10%, I will give you share. Venkatachalapati becomes, he knows, because according to the nature only, Bhagavan also to take form. So Venkatachalapati knows the nature of the Kali Yuga mind. So he stands there in Kali Yuga, crores of money goes. And that money is from the Adharma, so it goes to Adharma. It's not spent for, totally for dharmic sins. So many people are there, rats are there, who eat that money. Understand? So here our Narada Muni says, real devotion is very very difficult for human being. Nrunam janma sahasrena bhaktau pritir hi jayate kalau bhaktihi kalau bhaktihi bhaktya krishna purasthitaha. Janma sahasrena, punya born out of various spiritual practices, this real devotion comes in the mind of human being. But in Kali Yuga, there is no other possibility than practicing the bhakti. Two types of bhakti. One is real bhakti, another one is practicing bhakti. One is real renunciation, another is practicing renunciation. That real renunciation means what? A jnani goes to the Lord and says, Tanu manu dhanu sab kuch tera. Oh Lord, this is your gift. You have given me this body, mind and my wealth, everything is yours. That is once for all over. Practicing bhakti is what? This fellow goes to temple and says, Tanu manu dhanu sab kuch tera. Everything is yours, oh Lord. Bhagavan is waiting because account settled should happen. So he has given everything. You have to give back properly after using judiciously. You have to give back. So when you say that, he noted down. Oh, he has given back. He took your words as a truthful one. So next day you go, again you sing the same song, Tanu manu dhanu sab kuchitera. He gets irritated. Hey, yesterday only you gave. How many bodies you have? How many minds you have? Already you have given. I have settled the account. That means what? Today you are telling me means you have not yet given your Tanu manu dhanu. So he gets irritated and asks our Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi, what this fellow is telling, you see? Then she comes, mother, divine mother comes and asks, what happened? Like this he told yesterday, nice only, he has given you everything back, why you are getting angry? Then he told, no, yesterday he told, again same thing he is telling today. So is it not a lie? See, you say to your person, 100 rupees you take, then you get take back. Then tomorrow also you say, 100 rupees you take, you give, then you take back. So it is a lie. So is it not a lie? Then Divine Mother says, it is not a lie. Children are practicing bhakti. They are trying to renounce, but they are not able to renounce. So you should allow them to practice. So here, Naraji says, kalau bhaktihi, kalau bhaktihi. In Kali Yuga, bhakti marga, practicing devotion, will have more efficacy. Na tapo bhirve deishche, na jnane napi karmana harirhi sadhyate bhaktya pramanam tatra gopika. In Kali Yuga, tapas is not possible. We are not able to fast one time, correct? Or one day. Shivaratri means whole day people has to fast. That day only quantity and quality also more. And timing also starts very early. Generally our tiffin time is 8 o'clock. Means that day, early morning onwards, today fasting, I am hungry, today fasting, I am hungry, today fasting, I am hungry. So you start at 6:30 itself. Maybe another item, other type of item. If you are very sincere, you take some other item. If you are not at all sincere, go for tiffin itself directly by 6:30 itself. Because that day, mind has created hunger in you. So tapas is not possible. Because people don't have required strength to do that tapas. Tapas means you try to deny certain comforts to your body, physical body. Na Veda ischa, you cannot study the Veda completely. Because Veda itself is not there completely. Many parts of the Veda already lupta, already disappeared. and people who can teach that Veda also disappeared. So it is not possible to completely study the Veda. Na karmana, you cannot do any rituals also, yaga, yajnas. So therefore, by these things, by these sadhanas, you don't get Bhagavan, but by bhaktiya sadhyate harihi, by devotion. What type of devotion? Tatra pramanam gopikaha, gopika's devotion, not ordinary devotion. Gopika's devotion is not an ordinary devotion, it is a devotion mixed with the knowledge of the highest reality. Phalam nasti tapasa na yogena samadhina tatvalam labhate samyak kalau keshava kirtanat. Sri Ramakrishna is to say Kali Yuga annagada prana, like that he is to say. Annagada prana means what? Our prana life is based on anna, food. So no strength to perform any other spiritual practices. There is no required purity also. To do any spiritual practice, you need a certain pure life. So that purity is not there. No courage to renounce. Even if it is wrong, we know. Everybody knows that drinking alcohol is wrong. Not that they think that it is right. That's why when they go to shops, how they go? They try to close the face and go. Correct? At least their parents should not know. So everybody knows it. It is wrong. Everybody knows that it is wrong to tell lie. But still people are not able to give up all those things. Why? Weakness is there. They are called annagada prana. Basic value called satyam itself is not there in the people's mind. People think that you cannot live in the world if you don't tell lie. That is now very widely spread idea. You cannot live in the society, especially in Indian society, Indian progressive and modern society, you cannot live without telling lie. Very unfortunate idea it is. So there is no possibility of doing tapas, na yogena, na samadhina. Yogena means what? Ashtanga yoga. Ashtanga yoga, when you start, first is what? Not yogasana. First is yama, don'ts. Then niyamas, do's. Then only yogasana. First is not exercise at all. First is restrained in our lifestyle is given as the yoga marga. But nobody bothers. Nobody bothers about values, yama and niyama, do's and don'ts. Straightly he goes night to the bar and nicely puts the alcohol and along with non-vegetarian food also. 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock he go to sleep. 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock he gets up and comes for yogasana. What will happen, you know? All nerves will tear away. Because 5 hours before, you asked your nerve current to do something this way, bhoga. And early morning you get up and say, hey, do yoga. So night bhoga, early morning yoga. Then again 7 o'clock yoga over. 7:30 onwards, bhoga, 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 bhoga. Then come early morning yoga. It's not possible. That's why people get all types of problems. So Keshava Sankirtanat Kalau Samyak Tatphalam Labhate. Whatever benefit you are going to get by tapas and this type of Ashtanga Marga, just by Sankirtanat, hearing and singing the glory of the Lord, people can get. Because hearing is very, very easy thing. Casual hearing, people hear 24 hours nowadays. Correct? Or at least 18 hours they hear. The FM one thing is there. So only 10% goes inside, 90% goes outside. You don't remember anything. Whatever you hear, you don't remember. Less strain it is than doing Ashtanga yoga or tapas or big yagas. Entertainment is in the form of what now? Seeing and hearing. People sit in front of the TV, that's all. Like that they open the mouth there. So the person who speaks also don't have anything to speak, content. There is no content, only voice modulation. You can see the people. Suddenly they will change the voices. Because content is not there, so they have to keep your attention. So they have to frequently change the voice. And that sound also will be more also. That's why you see the program and the advertisement sound will be always more. Advertisement sound will be more. Why? To get the attraction. What they speak, they also don't know. You also don't bother what they speak, proper or not. Because 500 channels are there. 500 they told nowadays, correct? 500 channels are there. Recently I heard. I was thinking some 50 or 100 may be there like that. They are telling 500 channels are there. Because 500 channels you can get away from one channel easily. So as the people sit in front of TV, this Bhagavatam says, sit in front of sadhus. That also he hear. When you sit in front of idiots, sit in front of sadhus also. Because at least you can balance your life. You need not come this side totally. At least you can balance your life. Like you take unwanted thing and take medicine also. Sugar patient, diabetic, generally, he takes nice things. Fruit and other things. So that guilt works. You are diabetic, you are diabetic, you have taken your diabetic, it will create problem like that, it will go on work. So he goes and take the medicine also. Here, whatever the benefit, spiritual benefit you are going to get through all these tapas and Ashtanga Marga and meditation, just by Keshava Kirtanath you will get. Thus Narada Bhagavan consoled her and assured her that he will preach the glory of bhakti. Alam vratair alam tirthair alam yogair alam makhaihi alam jnana katha lapaihi bhakti rekeiva muktida. So I am going to tell to the modern society, don't waste your time in all these things. What are the things? These vratas, going to pilgrimage. Now pilgrimage has become tourism. All pilgrimage centers have become tourist centers. There, after going there also, you cannot spend even 5 minutes quietly. Because everywhere now crowd. It has become tourism center. Once it becomes tourism center, it becomes a business center. Correct? You go up to Badrinath or Kedarnath, I had been there. Even Amarnath, we had been there. Everywhere business. Priests also involved in that business. And of course the tent wala, this wala, that wala, so many other necessities there of the society. So they come and provide all those things, they take money. So there you don't find that shanti which is meant for any Tirtha Kshetra. Tirtha Kshetra, why you go in those days? Pilgrimage is for what purpose? You give up all your normal engagements, normal routines, normal way of thinking. You try to divert your mind totally and try to forget what is the day today. Now what happens? People go to pilgrimage, even to Amarnath with a cell phone. From there they run the office. So what is the utility of pilgrimage? There is no utility of pilgrimage. So I am going to ask them to stop all this nonsense. Don't consider it as a great spiritual practice because it doesn't have any meaning nowadays. And vrathaihi, yogaihi, all the yagas and yajnas and ashtanga marga and other things don't have any validity. So, alam jnana kathalapai. In those days you have to study, Veda means you have to study all the other auxiliary sciences. It's a huge pursuit of studying the Veda means not just like this getting essence. You have to go through first grammar, it will take 12 years. Parini grammar, then nyaya, then like that one by one you have to finish all the auxiliary studies, then only you can come to Vedic study or Vedantic study. So jnana kathalapa means scholarship. There is no use in scholarship, all these things. So that's why in Bhajagovindam, Shankaracharya saw one old man in Kashi sitting, 75 year old man sitting on the bank of the Ganga. It's a Panini Sutra, grammar sutra, grammar aphorism. So he was by heart. So Acharya was saying, Shankaracharya was saying, 70, 75 old, when he will finish grammar aphorism, and then when he will go for Nyaya Shastra, when he will come to Vedanta, when he will gain knowledge of the Lord, so by the time this fellow will die. So he was telling to him, Bhajagovindam, 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 hey Mudamate, hey idiot. This is not the way for you, this is not the time for all these things. You study all these things when you are studying in Gurukula early age. you cannot start it 40 years or 50 years. Vedic study you cannot start at a 40 or 50th year. So now what is the way? Devote your time in the Lord's lesson. And samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrunjikarane. When Yamadharma comes and stands in front of you, you have to tell Narayana, Govinda, Krishna, Madhava. Dukrunjikarane if you tell or what? Your grammar will not help you to get away from the Yama's clutches. So therefore, Bhakti Devi, I will ask the entire humanity to follow Bhakti. What type of Bhakti? This is one of the most controversial statement in the Vedic tradition. So they say, Bhakti is enough. Only Bhajana Bhakti, over. There is no need for knowledge and renunciation. So here, in the very shloka itself, he has negated all the karma rupa bhakti. See, alam vratai. Vrata means what? It's an action. Correct? Alam tirthai. Tirthai means going to pilgrimage. Karma rupa bhakti. Alam yogaihi. Yoga includes asana, niyama, all are some sort of action. Alam makaihi. Makha means rituals. After telling don't do, what is there? Do bhakti. That means we should understand there is something other than this as bhakti. Other than what? Other than going to temple, other than doing yagas and yajnas, other than going to pilgrimage centers, other than doing japa, meditation, there is something called bhakti. So it is very difficult for us to even conceive. And the bhakti here mentioned is what? Jnana vairagya yukta bhakti. I cannot love anything without knowing what it is. Suppose if I ask, please love Gagamagan. You will ask, what is that Swami Gagamagan? Correct? I cannot ask you to love something which you don't know at all. Nor you can love him. A person goes on the road and I ask, do you love him? What will you tell? Will you tell no or will you tell yes? You cannot tell both. Who is he? You will ask. Correct? You will ask, who is he? So without knowing an entity, without knowing the glory of that entity, you cannot love an entity. If God, bhakti means love of the Lord, love of the God, then that God must be understood properly. Who is he? Where is he? Is he a person behind the clouds, sending all the bugs and viruses and mosquitoes, giving trouble to the humanity? Is he that God? Or is he someone else? You should know what he is. And you should know that he is more precious than any other thing. You can love something only if you have understood that it is precious. People love gold. Why? Why they love gold? The love for gold is certainly greater than love for ever silver. Love for iron. Okay? When diamond comes in front of them, what they do? Their love for diamond is certainly greater than love for gold. So far they are holding that gold, suddenly comes and gives you diamond stone, big stone. What do? You give up the lump of gold to him. Because you know, that is precious than this. So anything precious, if you understand, then only you can love it. So without knowing that God is the most precious thing, the Lord is the most precious thing in my life, I cannot use him for small things. Can you use the diamond stone for nailing? Can you use? Ordinary stone you can take and nail, correct? You cannot use diamond stone. So you should know the first greatness of that entity which you want to love. So, without knowing, without knowledge, bhakti will become fanaticism, sentimentalism. What it is, you don't know. If you know, you cannot have fanaticism. If you know that God must be an all-pervasive entity, he cannot be away from the creation, he cannot hide himself behind the clouds, he cannot say that I have created the world, it is left to you, you fellows, up to judgment day I will wait. you hang yourself. He cannot say. He cannot say that. Every moment of the creation should be governed by him. He has a role in that. So if I understand, then my understanding of God will be what? He is always available at every part of my life. And he is always available at all places. So I cannot avoid him. I cannot avoid his presence. That which is always with you and that which you cannot avoid is most precious thing. Everything has a value in our life. But all of them come once in a while and go. Correct? Everything which value in our life comes to our life for a certain time. But something, if it comes in our life all the time, certainly its value will be more than any other thing which comes in our life for a certain time. So, all the people who have understood the Lord, they unanimously say, it is the most precious thing in the creation. And you can depend on him. He can never desert you. Like that, people who have understood, they say, they don't do any business. Nor they are fanatic about one particular idea of God. People who get fanaticism, because of what? Because of ignorance. They have one particular idea of God, then they say, this is the only correct idea. All other ideas of God are wrong. If you don't accept this idea, I will either try to convert you or try to kill you. That's called fanaticism. Fanaticism is not what? Either you try to convert the person by hook or crook, or by convincing him also, or you try to eliminate. Why this comes? Fanaticism. Why fanaticism? Wrong understanding. Wrong understanding that my understanding is the only correct understanding is the wrong understanding. You get the point? So if you, without knowledge, if you start doing anything in religious life, either it becomes sentimentalism or fanaticism. And without renunciation, your love cannot be demonstrated at all. You say, I love you, I love you, I love you, O Lord. How you demonstrate? A child comes and says, our mother says, I love you, my dear, I love you, my dear child, I love you. Mother demonstrates how? By going through all the pains. How difficult it is to take care of a child, especially beginning years, people who got children, they know. So no sleep. At least for 10 months, mother or father will not have sleep at all, because that child will be sleeping whole day. Night only it will be very enthusiastic. It will not allow you to sleep, but you have to put up with that. Put up means what? Not grumbling, put up. Happily, because that child has made your life as a meaningful life. There is a meaning in its arrival, but there is a price for its arrival. So you are ready to pay the price in the form of renunciation. So how can you love something without knowing what it is? And how can you express your love without giving up something for that sake? So here, bhakti is not a karma rupa bhakti. It is not a vratas and going to temples and yagas and because he has rejected all the types of books. In the very shloka itself, alam vratair, alam tirthair, alam yogair, alam makhai. Enough, all of these things. Do devotion. That means what? You have to understand that this devotion mentioned by Naraji in this shloka is not any of these things. Going to temple, giving 2 banana and 1 coconut along with 20 rupees. That's one standard practice. And the 20 rupees is not there, that priest doesn't see your plate at all. And if he sees 100 rupees in that plate, he goes towards that plate. So it is not banana, coconut bhakti. It is not arati doing bhakti. Jaya jagadisha hare. In that only, tanu manu dhanu sab kuch tera. I told na. Not prasadam buddhi bhakti is not prasadam bhakti. There are some temples, they arrange 36 items, 48 items, 108 items like that. What they do? 5 minutes they do puja. After doing puja, what they do? Do they wait for Lord's eating? They take it to kitchen. So the bhakti here mentioned is not arati doing bhakti or prasadam offering bhakti or archana bhakti or banana coconut bhakti. Not even it is apple giving bhakti. application giving bhakti, not even emotional tear shedding bhakti. People get sometimes tears. Nice only it is there. But that is not the bhakti mentioned here. Here, the Narada Bhagavan says, bhakti rekaiva muktida. It is going to free from you, enter from entire samsara. Upanishad says, knowledge going to free from you. Here Narada Bhagavan says, bhakti is going to free from you. That means what? You have to understand that bhakti here mentioned is not karma rupa bhakti. It is not a devotion in the form of a particular action. It is complete negation of entire individuality, and it is going to be in the form of knowledge. So therefore, after giving this suggestion, Narada Bhagavan was trying to regenerate or help the knowledge and vairagya. Because this bhakti which is he has mentioned will become popular only when knowledge and renunciation becomes a strength. That's why in the completers of Swami Vivekananda, Swami Vivekananda says there is a triangle of bhakti. He puts a triangle. Three angles are there for this bhakti. The real bhakti will have all these three angles, and one angle is there will not be any fear. In devotion, in love, can there be any fear? He says there is no fear at all. There is no fear for mother who loves her child. Understand? Can you love anything which is a source of fear? You cannot love anything which is a source of fear. So, and there is no bargaining. Another angle is what? There is no bargaining. You cannot do business with someone and you cannot say, I love you, sir. I like you, you can say, but I love you, you cannot say. So now you understood the word love, how much degenerated. Love means what? Where there is no possibility of any type of fanaticism, any type of emotionalism, any type of sentimentalism, any type of business, and any type of fear. But what we do now? I love my wife, sir. Why? She brought what? 100 crore rupees. Therefore, business. Very marriage is nowadays nothing but business. Before selecting a person as spouse, what they say? First, where she is working, where he is working. What is this asset? So, very beginning itself business. And the joining also is business. Then, when things don't go properly, as they expected, what they say? There is no compatibility. Incompatibility. Incompatibility with regard to what? With regard to your bank balance, with regard to your expectations. So, in real bhakti, there is no fear, there is no bargaining, and there is no rivalry. I cannot be rival to anyone, even if someone don't accept my way of devotion. So, fanaticism not possible. No fear means what? Lati. There are many religions who say, if you don't worship God, He will punish you. Love your God. It's a command. How can you command someone to love? You tell. Can love come by command? Love can never come by command. Love, it is so spontaneous when you understand that it is grand and beautiful. It is so spontaneous. When you understand that I have nothing to gain from that, still it is very beautiful. You are very happy when you see the Himalayas. You love that. You love me, you express a happiness. Wherever love is there, happiness will be there. So whenever happiness is expressed there, that thing, you have loved already. Internally you loved already, that is why that love is expressed there is in the form of happiness. So you don't say, hey Himalayas, you are going to give me one diamond stone, so therefore I love you. Or nor your friend or father's parent come and say, hey, love Himalaya. Can anybody say? No. It is so majestic, beautiful. You have nothing to have any transaction, not possible. You cannot translate with Himalayas. Understand? You can go and see it and marvel and wonder and come back. That's all. You love it. That's why you are happy. That's why you are happy. In spite of all physical pain, people go there. Why? To get this glimpse of vastness. Similarly, here in love, there is no bargaining, there is no rivalry, there is no fear. If bhakti is devoid of knowledge, and if bhakti is devoid of renunciation, either it becomes business or it becomes fanaticism. Therefore, jnanam and vairagyam are inseparable part of devotion. You cannot take away devotion from a knowledge. You cannot take away devotion from vairagyam. Understand? So, Narada Muni thought the source of jnanam and vairagyam is Vedic words, Vedantic words. In Vedanta only, lot of ideas, in Upanishads, lot of ideas about knowledge is given. Lot of ideas about the truth is given. Lot of ideas about the renunciation, necessity of renunciation is given. So he started chanting all the Upanishads. Go on, he was chanting with a hope. The people, two old people are lying down. You have to imagine. See, beautiful philosophy they give in the form of story. You should have thinking capacity at the same time, imagining capacity also. So two old people are lying and one young mother Bhakti Devi is sitting, and Naraji started chanting all the Upanishadic mantras. Na karma na na prajaya dhane na tyage naike amrutattvama nushuhu. It is there, not by prajani, not by wealth, not by any other thing, but by yaga only you will become immortality. Isa, renunciation opens the eyes, nothing happened. So he was not opening the eyes. So one after the another he was gone chanting all the mantras and found finally they opened the eyes, then again went back to coma state. For Narada Muni it was a wonder. How is it? Vedanta, Upanishad is the source of knowledge and renunciation. And after reeling out all the Upanishads also, these fellows don't get up. What to do? So he thought, okay, if a strong medicine, if it is given to a weak patient, the very medicine will kill him. So here two patients are very weak. So the Upanishad mantras are very strong. No compromise with regard to ideals. Last class we said, na? Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Very highest powerful medicine it is. So it will not work for a weak patient. So according to the condition of the patient only, you have to give medicine in a diluted way. So therefore he thought, at least let me chant Gita. Gita is in the form of Vedanta Sara only. It's a Sarva Veda Sara Sangraha Bhuta. All the essence are there. You can easily digest. Because it is recently given by the Lord and it is beautifully coined in beautiful words. These ideas are nicely coined in a beautiful words, and it is very recent also, and it is easy to digest also in a diluted way. So he thought, let me chant Gita. So he reeled out Gita 700 shlokas. Nothing happened. He wondered. See, when a person is in coma due to some liquor, if he is not in a conscious mind due to taking alcohol, so doctor gives lot of medicine, this, that, but this fellow doesn't open the eyes at all. So what doctor will think? Powerful alcohol you might have taken. Correct, man? So Narada Muni wondered the power of this Kali Yuga, materialistic age. It's not the fault of the individual. If their mind is corrupt from the birth itself, because parents see the all materialistic things, then the child comes. Nowadays, very rarely parent pray and go for children. The arrival of a child in mother's womb is an accident nowadays. It is not an invited incident, planned incident, prayerful incident. So Vivekananda used to say, a child which is born out of prayer alone can be human. A child which is not born out of prayer of the parents will be brutes. So what we see nowadays, majority of the minds are totally corrupted, not from the after 10 years or 20 years. From the very beginning itself, that inclination towards the, that's why the child doesn't by heart Gita shloka, it by heart what?
advertisement shlokas. There are shlokas in advertisement. Children by heart. It's not the fault of the children. It's the fault of the parent. And parent also cannot be blamed. Because they were brought up by their parent in that way. And society influences their ideas. Media influences. Government influences. So many things are there. So nobody can be blamed. So put blame on whom? Either God or in our culture, we don't put blame on God. We put blame on Kala. Allah Kala. Kaliga. Everything is because of that Kali Purusha. In other religions, they put the blame on devil. That black color, devil, Satan. So we need someone to be blamed other than us. It is nice because blaming yourself, you cannot develop. It's a very good psychology. No? You condemning yourself, you cannot hope to develop yourself. So for some time, you have to collect all the condemnation and keep it separately. You have to give it that bhara. It's a big bhara. Bhara means weight. So you have to keep, I will work out without any weight. Then afterwards I will take back. Afterwards I will take back, but please keep it with that. So Bhagavan says, alright, I will keep it. I don't have any problem. You give me in the form of Kala, Kali Kala you tell, or Bhagavan you tell, or your fate. Nowadays there is another thing. Fate and Navagrahas. Why this happened? Navagrahas. So put somewhere else for time being. So they will give back to you. By the time you should equip yourself to handle the weight which you have gained. So here Narada Muni wondered about the power of that Kali, materialistic time. But he assured Bhakti Devi, don't worry, I will certainly help you in regaining your glory and in regaining the strength and vigor of both Jnanam and Vairagya. So with this thought, how to help this Bhakti, Jnana and Vairagya, he was just walking in the forest. By the time, fortunately, he came across his own spiritual teacher, Guru. Now the word Guru is a very problematic word, I cannot use it now. Because people use in many sense. So spiritual teacher, he came across his spiritual teacher, Sanat Kumara. So Narada Bhagavan was a disciple of Sanat Kumara. Sanat Kumara taught entire Vedanta and made Narada Muni as a great wise man. What is the sign of a wise man? One who doesn't have any sorrow, any grief. Tarati Shokam Atmavit. This is a teaching given by Sanat Kumara to his disciple Narada. So his disciple Narada was coming and with full of sorrow, grief. Your teacher said, what? I already gave him all knowledge. He has forgotten or what? Why he is so unhappy? Like that he thought. And as even he came near, he asked, Narada, what happened? Why you are so unhappy? Sorrowful? Then Narada told, my dear Gurudev, because of your grace, because of your teaching, I gained that knowledge and it is with me always. I am not unhappy, but I am worrying, not for about myself, about the condition of bhakti, jnana and vairagya. Like this, he told all the episode happened in Vrindavan. Then he asked his teacher, is it wrong? Is it wrong to worry for the sake of others? I don't have worry for myself. If I worry for myself, it is wrong. Not only it is wrong, it is an idiosyncrasy. It is an idiotic thing. What is an idiotic thing? Worrying for oneself is the most idiotic thing. Gita, Bhagavan says, Ashochan Anvashochastvam Prajna Vadamsha Bhashase Gatasun Agadamsunchan Anushochanti Pandita. Intelligent people will not worry. That means what? Whoever worries are dash, dash, dash. Understood? So a person should not worry for himself. But if he worry for others, is it wrong? Narada Muni asked. Because it's a new teaching. New question it has come. Now doubt. So I don't have worry for myself, but I worry for the society. I have worries for the bhakti, devotion, knowledge, about the spiritual and moral condition of the society, I have worries. Is it wrong? Then Sanat Kumar told, no, it is not wrong. It is proper. People only can handle that. People like us are not fit for society. Because Sanat Kumar cannot have even dress. So people without dress, how you move with society? Though they are men of wisdom, people won't go. But Narada, you are a most sociable person. Among the rishis, rishis are generally pretty sharp. If you make simple thing, they will give some sharpa, then you are gone. So Narada Muni, in his entire story, we come across only once he gave sharpa. That to Gubera's children. That too not sharpa. They told you go and stay in Vrindavan as trees. Like that. So he is a man of witty and always jovial, sociable. You people should have concern over the condition of the society, and it is natural for your knowledge and wisdom. So you have to find out the means to get away from this trouble. I will tell what is the means, actual means, by which you can regenerate the jnanam and vairagyam. In the next class we will see that. Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shoshanam Rinam Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jeevanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.